Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Mwah-ha-ha-ha-ha! It's our Halloween episode. You're going to add some dramatic organ music in the background in post, right? Right?
No, it's just you laughing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Well, today, for our very special early Halloween episode...
First time we've ever done that, released on a specific holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to open a whole can of worms and have a blind date with Disney.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Nice. But before we get to that, though, we do a couple things always at the beginning of every show.
Yep.
And this week is no different.
Makes sense. Even though it's a special, it's not actually different.
We're still nerds, so.
Yeah, it's true.
What's your nerd thing this week?
Well, I'm not going to talk about Animal Crossing. No, I'm just like full on Halloween. So this is coming out Sunday. We're recording Saturday. Friday night, we like carved pumpkins while watching Treehouse of Terror. Is that what it's actually called? The Simpsons.
The Simpsons Halloween special.
Yeah,
so, the Treehouse of Horror.
Because they're up on Disney. Oh, right. Horror. Thank you. Mm-hmm. They're up on Disney Plus, and we did that last year, so I think that's becoming our tradition.
Yeah, it's fun, because you kind of got to pay attention to your pumpkin while you're carving it, so having something in the background is kind of cute.
Yeah, it's fun.
That was fun. That is also kind of my nerd thing, but the other thing that I was doing this week is they released a new game.
Yes.
Age of Empires 4.
Okay.
Which is like a 20-year-old game series now.
Oh.
Super old. But this one's brand new, pretty cool, and the like single player version is like interspersed with like a History Channel documentary.
Oh, that's the one you were playing when you were talking to me about.
Yeah. It's like super educational, actually.
Yeah. Well, Walt said Disney was founded on the idea that education could be fun.
Yeah.
So
I find it fascinating, the old history of the Normandy invasion into Anglo-Saxon England and stuff like that. Yeah, cool. So
that is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So all of our pumpkins, also going back to Halloween, are pretty nerdy. So they could all count.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pumpkins.
There's
six pumpkins in this house. No.
There's seven. There's seven pumpkins. two people. So,
I apologize to anyone in the neighborhood who couldn't find a pumpkin. Krista bought them all.
Well, in my defense, when I first went shopping for pumpkins, there were like so many crates of huge pumpkins. So I may have gone a little crazy.
A little.
But yeah, I'm going to take nicer pictures now and put them up on our feed and everything like that for Halloween, so you could definitely check that out on Instagram.
Yeah, that's cool. And along those lines of pumpkins, we were a little busy with our pumpkin carving last night, so we didn't record the episode, so it's another morning recording.
Yes, Saturday morning.
So you know what that means. I'm drinking...
Black coffee. Nice. I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah? What... It's not black, though. I can tell. I'm looking in it.
It has apple pie Baileys in it.
Ooh.
And I'm trying for the first time.
How very fall.
Yes. Well, fall, but I mean, we had a snowfall warning yesterday. It snowed a lot. It looks more like Christmas out there than Halloween.
It does. Yeah.
You're going to have to shovel the walk to let the trick-or-treaters come up to the house tomorrow.
Bleh.
So I thought apple pie was both fall-like, but like cozy and good for a day like today.
Yeah, that's pretty... nerdy basic.
That is pretty, it's very nerdy basic. And we were talking last week, we're doing something kind of cool for people who leave reviews for us. If you leave a review for us, well, we say Apple Podcasts, but really anywhere. If you let us know and you send us your mailing address, or if you want a digital copy, like email is fine as well. We would love to send you a Christmas card. So, yay, we've already gotten a couple addresses. Okay, we got one. We got one address. And so we'll be prepping Christmas cards and sending them all out, and they'll be cheesy and fantastic, I'm sure.
Yeah, like...
as cheesy as possible.
Matching onesies.
Matching onesies, yes.
Holiday ones.
Yes, not like the ones we're currently wearing.
Not Halloween ones.
Yes, ours glow in the dark right now.
Yes, they do.
So it'll be... maybe we'll get, like... an animal or something. We have cute animals. We'll do something cheesy. So please do leave us a review. It helps us out a lot. Plus, you get a Christmas card. So definitely message us about
That's what I call a win-win. Just like Blind Date with Disney. crickets. Okay. Anyway, I think we should talk a little bit about just the Marvel slate that's coming out.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Since there's nothing actively on right now, although there's a couple new assembled episodes that we haven't seen yet.
That's right.
Ongoing series right now. But next weekend, The Eternals comes out.
Yep.
We have our tickets to that. Unfortunately, it looks like it's not getting the best reviews in the world.
Yeah.
So it might be a rare MCU miss, but I'm still looking forward to how it's all connected and everything.
I think so.
It'll still be watchable.
I think it'll still be watchable. It'll still be like fun and entertaining. But my hopes are not super high.
But stay tuned to see if I think it's better or worse than Thor 2, which is all that really matters in the end.
You're so hard on Thor 2. So we do have other Marvel news, though.
Yeah.
We have a new Hawkeye trailer came out. And everything I see about this makes me want to watch it more. It looks really fun. And the trailer makes it seem like light and entertaining. And when they first announced it, I was like, oh, that's cool. Mm. Like, whatever. But now I'm like really excited about it.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a good tone. Very, very diehard action comedy fun.
I'm all for it.
The Christmas setting is not helping those diehard comparisons.
No,
but
that's okay. I think they're embracing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh,
literally,
yeah.
They're making jokes in the trailer about like saving Christmas or whatever. Like, it's fantastic.
And it's going to be short. There's only 6 episodes, and they're releasing 2 on the first day, so it's going to be quick. But they have to get it over with so that you can watch Boba Fett.
Oh, very true.
Competing with themselves, yeah.
Exactly. And if the whole thing takes place at Christmas and leading up to Christmas, and the trailer says, I'll be home for Christmas, you have to have it done before Christmas. That's how that works. So.
And it will be.
Yep, it will be. Any other Marvel info?
I don't know if we talked about it before, but pretty much every Marvel movie after Spider-Man has been pushed back one release window. So that's the trouble with these interconnected movies. One gets delayed or moves out of the way of another movie.
And they all go.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Yep. So unfortunately, Doctor Strange has now moved to like spring, and everything's just
it was
shifted.
It was March, and now it's like May or something. Yeah. But they all moved one release window. So
that is too bad. Maybe. Maybe next week we'll chat spoiler free about Eternals, and we can talk a little bit more about how that looks from the actual release dates. Well, current release dates now for these Marvel movies.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Doctor Strange, so it's sad that the wait is a little longer.
Yes, I know.
But that's okay.
At least we'll have Spider-Man in there.
Yes, and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
That's true, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that probably takes us to the rest of the news. Disney A News Update. We have a lot of parks news right now, actually. Before we get to that, we have a new Lightyear poster and teaser. This is our only non-parks news, so I wanted to ask you what you thought about the teaser.
I am so confused by this movie. I don't know. It's weird. Did you ever see the cartoon show that was...
Maybe like a couple episodes.
I didn't see a ton, but like a couple episodes. And it was a similar idea where it's like in-universe Buzz, mm-hmm. where he's actually an astronaut and fighting Zurg and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Space Academy.
And this almost seems like a prequel to that, except maybe slightly more realistic. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah. When they did the big investors call where all this stuff got announced, this was the only one where I was like, I'm not sure what to think. I mean, Pixar so rarely has a miss. I mean, this could be a nice plug for our Pixar episode right here.
Mm-hmm.
hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But
good episode.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like... It's not like I think I'm going to be disappointed in this, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah. The best thing to come out of the trailer was all the memes.
Yeah.
I saw one where they photoshopped frosted tips onto him and like sunglasses on his head. And it was,
what?
He had his name tag, Guy Fieri. Because he kind of looks like Guy Fieri. Just,
I haven't seen that one yet. I'll have to look it up. Well, other than that, we have a whole lot of parks news.
Oh, well, I mean, the parks are trying to figure out what their new normal is, so that makes sense. Yeah.
And especially Disneyland is kind of a big question mark right now, because Disney World, the focus is of course the anniversary, the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk Disney. So Disney World, first of all, as part of everything, they have the Lightning, our Genie Plus has been released now with the Lightning Lanes, things like that. Magic Band Plus has now been released as well. Or announced. Yeah, announced. It's been announced. Yeah, I think it's announced for early 2022, but I could be wrong on that. I read the article earlier this week.
Yeah, I think it's early 2022. It's going to be in conjunction with the 50th, but they're releasing a special category of magic bands that'll do some stuff around the park. It'll interact with the 50th anniversary special statues.
That looks fun. And I think, well, we saw in Tokyo or in Japan anyway, when they did their Nintendo land, they have a lot of interactive elements like
right,
that.
Right, and that's via a Magic Band style
exactly.
thing. So.
And I know Universal has other interactive elements, so I think this is just going to become more and more common.
Yeah, the Harry Potter one does a lot of cool stuff in Universal as well.
So, it makes sense. I mean, you have these Magic Bands anyway, let's get more interactivity, and quite frankly, from a business standpoint, you get to charge a little bit more then, too.
Yeah, and there are some cool ones. There's a Star Wars one that looks pretty well themed. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I could be a sucker for this sort of thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Me too. I was like, I will stand in the line to do the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. Well, for me, theming is always number one importance, right? Mm-hmm. This is just another element to that. Moving over to Disneyland, Main Street Electrical Light Parade is teased, very teased. It is coming back to Disneyland in 2022.
It was a glowing snail.
It was a glowing snail with the music and the little... he's doing a little dance. It was really cute. And everyone loves the Main Street Electrical Light Parade. I don't know why it is. Well, I mean, I love it too, but you can't exactly put your finger on why it's so loved.
Yeah, it just evokes that old Disney magic nostalgia feel, I think, because it's a little more retro than the fancy floats and all that they do for other things, but...
And this does have people questioning because the Magic Happens, I think it was called, parade opened like a week before everything was shut down.
It was there for literally a week.
Yeah. So, and it's meanwhile like twiddling its thumbs over in the corner being like, what about us? Because like, you know, we've had some event parades. Oogie Boogie Bash has a parade. It's been announced that their Christmas parade will be coming. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be our first returning regular parade.
Regular ticket. Like regular park entrance parade.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the trouble with the Magic Happens parade is that the theme and coloring scheme was very similar to the 50th anniversary over in Disney World.
Oh, that is interesting. It is very similar.
So maybe they just want to hold off on it and bring it back after that.
Bring back a beloved classic. And the other thing is, a lot of people, like, crowds were crazy for Magic Happens. It'll be even crazier because, of course, we haven't had a parade in so long. So maybe they're thinking, well, we'll start with something more people know. So they might, crowds might be crazy. Ooh, it's a parade, but it's not going to be like every night because you're not going to have as many people say who have never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's a crowd control thing. Maybe I'm just like, they just want people to be happy and they know Main Street Electrical Light Parade is a safe bet.
I think that's more of the case. There has been some rough PR over the last
speaking of
little while.
Look at that, Sugui.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Speaking of, reservation saga continues.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So reservations have opened up for current Magic Key holders. For the rest of the year, there weren't any dates in November, December, or I think even into January. Now we have some November and December dates, more January dates. We said before, this is going to be a continuous shuffling. I get it's frustrating if you're waiting on those reservations or say like an event you want to be at Disney comes up or someone's visiting or something like that. And you have that magic key and it's reservations are sold out and then like down the road they open up, but like that doesn't help you on your weekend you missed or whatever.
Yeah.
So I get that there's frustration, but this is, like you said before, they're going to be massaging this for a while. They're still doing that.
And then the other thing along those lines is they actually have stopped selling the top tier Magic Key.
Yeah, it says sold out for the rest of 2021.
Probably because the weekends have been so booked up that like selling people that high tier of Magic Key where you can go on the weekends is probably a little bit of a shady thing right now because you can't actually use it on those days. Yeah. So
I think it's a wise choice to stop selling this. Yeah, absolutely. Until they figure out more. I know a lot of people are upset and frustrated, and I mean, I understand that. I'm also not as upset. Like you said, we just want to go to Disney. AP's had it really good for a long time, so we can understand them being frustrated if it's not just as good as it used to be. But, like, it's not going to be the same, so.
Yeah. It is
what it is. Yeah.
They want the money from your seldom visitors because they spend more money per day that they're there. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. We were talked before about maybe getting a magic key to like purposely do a bunch of trips. I'm not sure if we do that.
I don't think it's going to work anymore.
Yeah, because we would have had to do one of the two top tiers to get it to work with holidays and weekends and stuff, because that's of course the only time we can travel.
You have to go a lot to make those worth it.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's a value proposition anymore.
Yeah, unless more reservations are readily open, we're probably not going to do that. That doesn't mean we're not going to Disney and we're not going to spend a bunch of money either. It's just that's so Disney is basically getting what they want.
Yeah, I mean, we would get like park hopper, or like a multi-day park hopper ticket, and then maybe get a Knott's.
Yeah, exactly.
Annual pass,
exactly.
That's much more reasonable price.
That's very true. Yeah. So anyway, it does cause us some questions and things like that. But of course, like we're not in the position where we're upset or anything like that about this. So it's interesting to watch from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Disney and events, right now we have, of course, Halloween going on, but Christmas decorations and merch has started to crop up.
Oh yeah, they're quick to switch to that.
Oh yes, it'll be full out Sunday night.
Oh yeah,
there's actually a really cool thing on Disney Plus. The decorating for Halloween is up on YouTube. They don't have that on Disney Plus, but they did a special of decorating for, it's like holiday magic or something, and it's the process of them decorating the parks in one night for Christmas.
They're just like Santa.
They are just like
they
Santa.
They did it all in one night.
All in one night.
That's my magic voice.
Oh, it wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds suspiciously like your haunted girl from horror movie voices.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's magical too.
Yeah, so magical.
Different kind of magic. Yeah.
Disneyland Merriest Night info about merch and food has been released. We can talk about that more next week and once Halloween is not.
Yeah, it's still spooky season. Stop talking about
exactly.
Christmas.
The other news is that happened early this week is it is very reliably released that parking trams are returning to Disneyland. People are very happy about this.
Yeah.
They've been out since the park's closed. They never came back.
I'm not one to be bothered by walking, but if you're paying like $40 or whatever the heck it is to park at your parking structure and then you have to walk a mile, like literally a mile, just to get to the parks and then walk around the parks all day, that would be kind of annoying.
It would be annoying.
And then the worst part would be walking back at the end of the day.
I was going to say, that'd be annoying, but not as annoying at the end of the night.
Yeah, so I can see why this is a bit of good news.
Yeah, especially considering that news came out on the same day that theme park tickets and parking both increased.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
The increase to park tickets, I didn't even look at the parking because we'll never park there.
Nope.
Or almost never. We might drive down one day.
Maybe. But I would still, like to. We'd still have to stay in a hotel, though.
We'd still park at our hotel. Yeah. So anyway, it's not really going to affect us, but the park tickets increase is not that much. It's like $10 a ticket or something.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they didn't increase it when they first opened, and it's been a couple years then since they've increased. So that's not too surprising. The thing that raised my eyebrow, though, is that they added a sixth tier.
Oh, yes, so to your dates.
It's just getting really complicated to figure out what kind of ticket do I need. I mean, I guess if you book the day and your ticket at the same time, then it's fine, but it's just, I don't know.
It's getting kind of complicated. I mean, it is what it is. We'll figure it out. We'll go and things like that, but it is getting a little eyebrow raising.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that a lot of people are unhappy with is they're raising tickets before things are back to actual normal. Like, there's a lot of experiences you can't do still.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have the full Disney experience.
You don't have the full Disney experience yet. But increasing all the time, I feel like the same week that they did this announcing Main Street the Parade coming back is a good start. People are upset about, like, the character interactions and things, but
I'd say you're probably, like, 75% of the way to full experience.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go hug Mickey
but you can still go see Mickey.
You don't have a full slate of fireworks. You don't have Fantasmic and
that's
World
the big
of
one
Color
is Fantasmic and
like,
World of Color, I feel
but
like.
those will be coming pretty
I feel
soon
like
in the new year, I would say.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they didn't announce Fantasmic for the holidays, actually.
Yeah, me too.
But maybe it'll be a new year. Maybe they're like, let's one thing at a time, one thing at a time. So, if you're listening to us on Magic of the Mouse Radio, hi!
Hi! Yo, boy, it's Mickey Mouse.
You're not Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
We'll take a break now so we can do some commercials there.
Sounds good.
And if you're listening to us on any other streaming platform, there will be no commercials.
I could make up a commercial.
What are you selling?
I don't know. Toothpaste. Turtle wax.
Ah.
Lifetime supply of turtle wax. That's what they used to sell on all those old game
That's
shows.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bad sponsorship.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, so our main topic. I've called our main topic today, Brandon is Evil.
Lightning, organ music.
Okay, so it's never a good sign when Brad is like, okay, I picked a movie for you, and then he stands there, starts giggling, and runs away. And he giggles. Yeah, just like that. Like, well, that's not reassuring at all, is it? You made me watch Can of Worms for my blind date with Disney.
Your blind date with Disney. So, I hopped on... hopped on the old Disney Plus and kind of took a scroll through their Halloween collection.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted it to be themed for the holiday. And they actually have quite a few Halloween not so well-known films.
Oh, so you just have great ideas for coming years.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot. You're covered.
Neato.
Probably for the next decade.
Oh, good.
But they all seem to come out in about the same 2-year time period, yeah. Like 1999, year 2000-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of really not high-quality Disney Channel type type films.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, this one opened a whole can of worms.
Boy, did it.
So I'm really curious to see what this is all about. I watched the quote-unquote trailer, which was just a clip, and it looked really weird.
I didn't watch that. I just watched the movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I'm done watching this.
Yeah, okay.
And if you were following along, I was posting about it on Instagram, a little bit on Facebook, mostly Instagram. So you might have commiserated with me a little bit about this. Okay, so before we get started, this movie was released in 1999. It was part of this whole thing that you said.
So were you partying like it's 1999?
Probably.
When you were watching it?
No.
No? Oh. Darn.
I had a glass of wine, and I think I texted you at one point and said I should have picked something stronger.
Just straight whiskey.
And you said the good news was it was a shorter one. It was only like an hour and a half long. Did not feel like an hour and a half long.
Much longer?
Much longer.
Yeah, it was less. It was like an hour and 20 minutes or something. Yeah.
So it was released in April 1999, even though it actually does take place around Halloween like a lot of these movies do. I think, so this is the 6th Disney Channel original movie, and a lot of them are Halloween themed. And I think you can thank the 4th, which was Halloween Town, for that. So Halloween Town was the 4th ever Disney Channel original movie, which you didn't pick for me. And that found a lot of success.
That wouldn't
so I
be
think...
much of a blind date. You've probably seen that 50 times.
But that one did well. So Disney was like, what? Kids like Halloween movies? Okay. Plus, then I guess it gives you license to do like ridiculous stuff that seems to fit more with Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like aliens coming to Earth. So, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Oh, good. So our protagonist is Mike Pillsbury. He is not the best part of this movie.
Woohoo!
Exactly. I did that while watching this.
Yeah, okay.
Only the first time, and then no more. Yeah. Okay. The best part of this is Barnabas. Barnabas is a talking dog.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but we don't meet him yet.
Yeah.
Mike Pillsbury.
Woohoo!
Exactly. Is a high school student.
I'm not going to do that every time, don't worry.
Thank God. He's a high school student, and he is friends with this guy named Nick, and basically that's it. He doesn't have any other friends.
Oh, so he's a big loser?
Kind of. He's supposed to be like a super nerdy kind of guy. We open up with him like turning his parents' giant satellite dish, remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. into like some kind of beacon where he's sending a message out to space. Also, before I go any further.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I go any further, hey, 90s, your technology did not age very well.
No.
So, future, don't put plots that rely heavily on awesome technology because that doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the giant satellite dish, he's very upset and he does this. And while he's trying to do it, lightning strikes it and the message goes out. And then we go 2 weeks earlier or something like that.
Oh, you go in the past.
Yes.
Oh, that's and then, very
so
complex.
So we can figure out how to get to that point.
Oh, okay.
So earlier we find out he's a nerd. Mm-hmm. And he's friends with this guy named Nick. And I recognize Nick. He was in like a lot of, like, I remember him on an episode of, a very special episode of Seventh Heaven. Like, he was on a lot of like 90s TV shows.
Weren't all episodes of Seventh Heaven very special?
Yes.
Oh,
so
man.
He's in a lot of those types
of
things.
Oh, the 90s.
So there were a couple people watching this that I was like, oh, I actually recognize you. He was one. The other one is Erica Christensen is in it. And she plays Caitlin Sandman, who I'm going to talk about in a minute. So
sounds a little fishy.
Yep.
Oh, Sandman.
Sandman.
I thought you said salmon.
Salmon. Sandman.
Mm.
So anyway, Mike Pillsbury and Nick are friends, and Mike is telling Nick's little brother stories about aliens. This crazy story about that sounds kind of like Superman, about this little boy or this baby alien who was saved as his planet was being destroyed. And this very peaceful planet was being destroyed. He was sent to live on Earth.
Yeah, that's literally Superman.
Yes, I'm watching. I was like, am I watching Superman? I was not watching Superman.
No.
But it is. It's. But he always feels like a little out of place, even though he's adopted into a very loving family. And yeah. So that's our opening. So we get the idea that he's kind of nerdy. He likes making up stories. And he's obsessed with like aliens and stuff like that. Okay. Then he goes to football practice because, as one does. He talks about how his dad was really into football, and so his dad's kind of like making him play football, and he proceeds to get his butt kicked repeatedly on the football field. But he does stare.
Concussions are funny.
Exactly. In the mud.
Oh.
You have to do it in the mud.
Yeah. I mean, football would be more fun in the mud.
Sure. But he does stare longingly at one of the cheerleaders. And that's how we meet Caitlin Sandman. One of the cheerleaders. While he is getting shoved into the mud and concussion.
Does she beat up Spider-Man at any point? Or
she should.
Yeah.
Would have improved things.
Mm.
So we've met Nick, we've met Caitlin. He's getting his butt kicked repeatedly on the football field by another teammate of his, whose name is Scott.
Oh.
Yes. So we meet Scott. So these are like band of misfits. So Scott isn't a misfit, he's like a jock football player. Mm. Then we go to school the next day. Everything is normal. We go to school the next day, and we find out that not only is Scott super popular and a jock, he's also a computer whiz.
Oh.
As one is, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the whole premise is Nick and Mike talk about how Scott is perfect, and that comes into a plot later.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's slightly ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. That was not my experience in school where the jocks were also computer nerds yet.
I also posted about that on Instagram. I was like, oh, yes, this is super common every 90s thing. But the premise is that they're supposed to be like, Scott's just good at everything.
Mm.
Except being a nice guy. He's not good at that.
Right.
So there is, I'm not making this up, we have a floppy disk duel.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they're in computer class programming things.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Scott is going to make fun of Mike. Mm-hmm. So he like inserts a floppy disk and everyone's computer screens pop up with like making fun of Mike stuff. And then Mike puts a floppy disk in and makes fun of Scott and they just stare at each other.
Important question.
Yes.
5.5 or 3.5 floppy disk? Size. Was it a hard one?
It was a hard one.
Okay. So, yeah, 3.5.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. It is 1999.
Yeah.
The 5.25, I think they were. Well, that was an earlier tech. The 3.5 was what they had for a long time until CDs became the thing.
I remember the hard ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's what it is. And literally they like stare at each other and like the music gets very dual-like.
Fun fact, that's what your save button is labeled
after. Yeah, yeah. That's a thing that was like on Twitter that went around. It's like my little sister asked me, oh, cool, someone 3D print saw a floppy disk. Someone 3D printed a save icon.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
it is kind of funny that that's still our save icon, yeah. Even though, yeah, a lot of people younger than 20 wouldn't even know what the heck that is.
No, and it's
25 even.
Well, probably. And there was just that one period of time where that was what that was. Mm-hmm. Weird. Anyway, so that happens. They have a duel. It's very dramatic.
As one
it
does.
It was super dramatic.
That's how hacking works.
That
so,
is, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. In this, Caitlin decides that Oh, yes. Caitlin, the cheerleader, is like, you know who's cool? Mike Pillsbury, because he's really good at computers, even though Scott is also really good at computers. But Mike Pillsbury is really good at computers. And Scott is like, Mike Pillsbury sucks because he made fun of me just like I was doing to him. Dun, dun, dun. There's high school angst going on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Definitely sounds like what a cheerleader would do, but okay.
Totally,
continue.
Yeah, 100%. And it gets better. So
I haven't heard any worms or
cans. I kept track of the first time that we saw any worms.
Okay.
Okay. It's not yet. Mm. It's not for a while yet.
Yeah.
Okay, like 2/3 of this movie, no worms.
No worms.
Or aliens.
Or cans.
Or cans.
Mm.
It was weird.
Mm.
So later that day we've got, they also hang out in the treehouse a lot, Mike and Nick and Nick's little brother. Caitlin shows up at Mike's house and is hanging out in his bedroom because all high school parents, when attractive girls come over, are like, definitely go wait in my teenage boy's bedroom for him.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But,
good call.
Yeah. Like, so as a high school teacher, there were a few moments where I was like, have these people met high school students? And I think the answer is no.
Hmm.
Yeah. This was one of them. So we also had the really fun sped up, like run into the house when he realizes Caitlin is waiting for him in his room.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. He climbs out of the treehouse and he runs up, and then it slows down just as he gets to the bedroom door. And instead of, like, awkwardness because super nerd and cheerleader, they just, like, start talking, like, whatever, and now we're besties, and she wants his help because there's going to be a Halloween dance.
Oh.
Of course there is.
Okay, yeah.
And there's no budget, so because he's a computer whiz, they're going to, like, make it super cool. So they...
With computers.
And a montage.
Well, a montage.
Yeah.
Even Rocky had a montage.
So they have a montage of them making the dance super cool. Scott, though, is upset because Caitlin, the cheerleader, is hanging out with Super Nerd, who does everything that Scott also does. But Super Nerd.
Not quite as good at football, so he's a super nerd.
Oh, yes. So Scott decides he's going to hack into the computers to embarrass Mike at the dance, which he does. So Mike gets very upset, and he runs out into the rain, and it's very dramatic.
Does he use his mind powers and kill everyone?
No.
Oh.
I know. There was no pig's blood.
Mm.
It was a whole thing.
Lame.
Right?
Okay.
So, and then... Well, he's all upset in the rain, leaving the dance. He makes his satellite dish thing and calls out to the aliens. So now we've caught up with the beginning. So we have upset Mike, who says he's being held hostage on Earth. He doesn't belong with people. People suck, basically. And I mean, like, you know.
I mean, fair. But probably don't tell aliens that.
Right, because you know what happens?
Yeah.
They answer.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so our actual plot starts at about halfway, 2/3 of the way through the movie.
Right on.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some worms now.
No.
Oh.
We're going to get the talking dog. Who's the best part of this movie?
I do like dogs.
And he's a really cute dog.
No.
So his name is Barnabas, and he talks, and he doesn't like... He belongs in a dog world, and I personally want to go to Dog Planet.
Oh.
Yeah. And when he shows... So he shows up, and he starts talking to Mike, and Mike's, of course, like, well, I'm crazy. That's cool. And Barnabas is, like, explaining... He's basically going to be the dog who explains everything to everyone. And he says, others will come, others will answer, and not all of them will be good. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Is that just a thing now?
Yeah.
So they're not all going to be good. He says, I'm good, trust me, don't trust anyone else.
That sounds like something somebody shifty would say.
Well, that's what I thought, but no, talking dog's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dogs are cool.
And also, Barnabas is a great name for a dog, I personally think. Yeah. So, and he kind of is like golden retriever-y. So, like, I was on board for Barnabas the golden retriever dog. Golden retriever-like dog. So, sure enough, Mike's hanging out, and there's, like, this weird slime monster thing that pops up that's called the Bomb. Not with a B, just B-O-M.
The Bomb.
Yeah, well, this was...
Yo.
This was, like, before that, and he's really gross and, like, kind of like Snot Monster.
Oh.
But he's a lawyer.
Oh, so he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
You're being very redundant.
I know, I'm sorry.
no offense to any lawyers listening, I'm just joking.
But every alien who shows up is, like, some version... is, like, making fun of some career on Earth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, like, this one, he's like, I'm what you Earth people would call a lawyer. And his whole thing is he wants Mike to go with him, and they're going to sue planet Earth for keeping him hostage, since he's clearly a being of superior intellect because he was able to send this message. And Caitlin calls to, like, have a conversation with him. While they're on the phone, the bomb is, like, being gross and, like, farting and puking and exploding and stuff like that. Yeah, he's just really gross. And so Caitlin gets upset and, you know, further teenage woes happen.
Oh, woes.
Exactly. Caitlin's, like, a fixture about these teenage woes, even though she's, like, really nice, as all cheerleaders are.
Oh, yeah. Dance,
definitely.
That's what they're known for.
It's true. It's mm-hmm. true. That's actually the most common stereotype.
Yeah, that's why they made that movie, Nice Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike's ticked off at the bomb and basically is like, go away. Now, every time one of these creatures shows up, there's, like, a portal, and the portal looks like whatever the type of creature is. So his is, like, all slimy or whatever. Barnabas's is a doghouse. And so it's, like, a portal inside a doghouse. We have two more aliens we meet. One is, like, supposed to be an agent, like a movie agent, like a really shady kind of, like, come with me and I'm going to make you a millionaire kind of, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like super seedy.
Okay. I was thinking, like, secret agent, but mean like, casting agent or.
Yes. A casting agent. Mm. And he shows up. Now he's the one that's actually in the, like, when you click on it on Disney Plus and there's, like, a funky alien that shows up, kind of looks like a snail.
Yeah, with the eye stalks.
Yeah, that's the agent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His face and mouth are very strange looking.
Yeah, all the aliens are very strange looking.
Okay.
So this one is called the Loafer Alien, and he shows up when Mike goes over to apologize to Caitlin. Caitlin's the fixture here, right? And he actually has the power to, like, freeze you and move you places. Oh. So he, like, freezes Caitlin when she comes out to talk to Mike, and then, like, takes Mike away to, like, try and give him this pitch.
Do you think he maybe gave the guy from Saved by the Bell his powers?
Ooh, Zach Morris.
Yeah.
That would totally make sense.
Like, yeah, that's exactly. The origin freeze. Story. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Mm. I like it.
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. All I can think about now is the alien, like, down the halls of Bayside. So he's thinking, like, merchandising, and he wants to have a series. He wants Mike to go with him and be the star of this series about, like, he's like, it's a home away from home and
so
the whole thing.
So he's basically a Disney executive.
Basically. Yeah. Except an alien.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
So he's basically a Disney executive. Okay.
Okay, so we have a couple crazy aliens now. And the most, like, fun of this is, like, the ridiculousness of the aliens.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're talking, and all of them are kind of, like, fighting over it, and Mike tries to explain to Nick, and Nick sees the aliens, and then Caitlin comes over. It's a whole thing where everyone's realizing, oh, Mike's not actually a jerk and not actually crazy.
Or they all are.
Or they all are. Mm. So they see these ridiculous aliens. Another one pops up that doesn't really get called, and she wants to go on a date with Mike. And
oh, I thought you were going to say on the date with the alien, because that would be more interesting.
It would be more interesting. No, so, no, this other alien pops up and is like, come on, Mike, let's go on a date. And her little portal is like a makeup compact that she, like, goes in and out of. So there's all these different aliens, and they're all fighting over Mike, basically.
Because he's super smart and
yes, well, yeah. And then Barnabas says, the big problem is when these guys show up, we're going to get the attention of the Thode.
Oh, no, not the Thode.
Exactly.
What's a Thode?
So basically what has happened is when Mike was able to send this transmission... Okay, oh my god. Okay, this is so ridiculous. Okay, when Mike was able to send this transmission, it signaled that Earth is no longer a primitive planet, that we have evolved. And so we are no longer under the protection of primitive planets. So basically, apparently, that's why we don't have a lot of alien interference and things like that, because we are under this
except
protection.
Except for, like, the pyramids and
except for all those
stuff
things.
Like that,
yeah, but all that gets swept under the rug because protection of... Yeah, exactly. So... But the Thode is basically like an intergalactic poacher. He, like, goes around and he takes interesting specimens, like people or aliens or creatures or whatever like that, from different planets. And kind of like has a makeshift zoo kind of thing.
Oh, like the Collector.
Yeah, he's kind of like the Collector, except, yeah, no, he's kind of like the Collector.
Or like the Predator without the murdering.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the Thode.
Okay.
So while we're, like, explaining all of this, to Caitlin now has shown up. So we have Nick, we have Caitlin, we have Barnabas, who's and they're all like, ooh, talking dog. And we have Mike, and they're all, like, freaking out. Mike decides he's going to go with one of the aliens because he still doesn't want to be around people. He wants to be alone.
Whoa. That's some serious incel energy there. Talk about a can of worms.
Well, and Barnabas
says... I'm just going to go with the aliens because I'm sad.
Yeah, that's basically it. So he's trying to decide which alien he wants to go with. And Barnabas is saying, like, when he sent this, man, did he ever open a can of worms? And then he says, but you have to be aware of the Thode because he's the biggest worm of all.
Oh, so like Dune.
Like Dune.
Okay. Yeah,
the Dune worms are much cooler.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, while they're talking about this, portal opens up. Crazy long, like, frog-like tongue comes out, and they're all, like, running away and things like that, and who should show up at that exact moment but Nick's little brother.
Hmm.
He's like, oh, man, there's a cool story going on. So the Thode accidentally steals Nick's little brother, and they're all like, oh, no, Nick's little brother. We should save him.
Seems like a very important character that is named Nick's little brother.
I'm sure he actually has a name. I still remember what it is. He exists only to be Nick's little brother.
Right.
Who really, really, really likes Mike. He thinks Mike is the coolest guy ever because Mike tells him these stories about aliens.
Come along, plot device.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Come along, plot device. I love that. That's exactly it. Because he's like a little kid. And yeah. So Barnabas explains that the Thode probably didn't mean to steal Nick's little brother.
Plot device. Yeah. Little plot device, yeah.
But the Thode will keep coming back and keep stealing people until he finds the perfect human specimen. And then he'll just move on to the next planet. So they're all sitting there going, oh, the perfect human specimen.
Oh my god, are they
going to
sacrifice Scott
today? They're
going to
sacrifice Scott!
That is some messed up stuff right there.
Well, okay, so I was offended on several accounts during this whole scene. So they go to Scott, and first of all, they break into his house and kidnap him. Well, they, like, get him to come with them. They trick him, basically, because they say, they send Nick, and Nick says, Mike's calling you out. And so he's all like, grunt, grunt, arg, arg, but also computer genius. So he goes in, and they explain to him that that this is going to happen. And he's like, well, that's stupid. I would never help you. And also, you're insane. But then they flatter him because he's the perfect human specimen. He's perfect. He's human. And so he's an excellent one. And then he's like, I don't know, because he's like, likes being flattered. And so they're like, I dare you. Are you scared of something? And he's like, okay, I will do this thing. So he's going to be the bait for the Thode.
Okay, bait, yeah. They're not just like going to ship him off.
No, he's going to be the bait. They keep saying, we have a plan.
They have a plan. Yeah, the plan is to let Scott go in the zoo.
But they also want to get back the little brother is part of the problem. I think if the little brother wasn't, and literally they say the plan is to get back the little brother. I don't think they care too much about Scott's. I think Scott's inconsequential here. And all I could think about this entire time, I was getting really upset. Because literally, Caitlin is standing right there, who's a cheerleader, who is super smart, who is also really good at computers, and actually a nice human being.
But she's a girl.
But that's the thing.
It's 1999.
I know, but it's not 1949. But Scott is, like, smart, yes. Athletic, sure, but a huge jerk. Caitlin is smart, yes. Athletic, yes. And a nice human being.
Hmm.
But, girl.
Girl.
So literally they're all like, oh yeah, Scott, that sounds good. And I'm like, she's like, right, literally right there. Like, literally, no? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that was my little anger.
Okay, yeah. No, so, fair. That's dumb.
That's super dumb. And so anyway, they agree that this Thode shows up. His little tongue thing sticks out. We don't actually fully see him. Oh. We just see the tongues. We do later. Oh. We see the tongue stick out, grab Scott. While the portal's open, they all jump in after. All of them. Nick, Caitlin, Mike, and Barnabas.
I thought that you said they had a plan.
That is so far the plan. The plan was sacrifice Scott.
Right.
I mean, bait.
And themselves as well.
They get into this magical land, and it's kind of cool, actually. Scott wakes up. This part's kind of cool. Scott wakes up, and he thinks he's still at the treehouse where they were all hanging out. And he's like, well, how's it daytime? And Mike is an idiot. This plan didn't work. But he's just, the Thode has just, like, recreated the, like, area. So now we have plot device and Scott hanging out. And plot device is telling Scott all about the stories Mike told him. He's like, it's cool. Mike will save us. And Scott's like, no, he won't.
We're all going to die. So
to pass the time, they're telling you stories. So while that's going on, everyone else is trying to find them. And they're like wandering through this like collector-ish, zoo-ish area. And what's interesting, and I have questions. I have many, many questions.
Yes, several.
Okay. But this is the number one thing I have questions about. We see an alien who exactly matches the description of the alien that Mike was talking about at the beginning of the movie to Nick. It's Nick's little brother.
Mm.
It's the plot device.
Right.
Yeah. We just call him, like, Plotty or something.
Little Plotty?
Little Plotty. So he exactly matches, and Nick's like, whoa, that's weird. How'd you know? And Mike's like, I don't know. And they're like, cool. And then they move on.
Okay.
Like, they have this moment, and then they move on.
Maybe it's a case of, like, infinitely large universe and everything exists and that's...
But wait, there's more later.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, they find the Thode, and the Thode looks like a human being, and they are talking, and then the Thode gets angry, and so he becomes, they like run away, and he becomes less human-like. He like breaks out of his skin and becomes like this weird. Did you ever watch the Mario and Luigi movie?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember the Koopas?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like not a worm, but I think he's supposed to be like a worm. But he was more like he had a frog tongue and like weird turtle head. I don't know. It was a thing. Yeah. So they're running away from him and they trap him. And then they're like running around and he can't figure out. They get the key from the Thode to let out plot device, Plotty, little Plotty, and Scott.
Oh, they are going to save
They are going to save Scott. Well, he's with Plotty. So yeah, they have to save Plotty.
Like, can't they just, like, leave him behind for distraction purposes?
Well, I mean, maybe. We haven't gotten out yet. But they can't figure out how to open up, because they're all, like, just glass, and there's no, like, place for a key. So he goes to the alien that matches the alien from the story at the beginning, and they're all like, how'd you know? And they just, like, stare at each other for a while and apparently communicate, like, telepathically or something. Because he's like, oh, I know how this works. And he takes the weird key-like thing and, like, makes a design on the glass, and then it like magically opens and alien runs away. We don't know how that was communicated. They just like stare at each other knowingly for a while.
Yeah.
And then he runs and he saves Plotty and Scott, and they run away, and he releases the other aliens, and they all kind of like jump back through the portal, and they think they're okay, but the portal isn't closing because it cannot close while something is traveling in between worlds. Because the Thode is coming to Earth. There's also only 4 minutes left in this movie.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a short movie. There's a lot. Yeah,
I even said, I was like, what? Like, there's, well, I think it was like 7 minutes left at this point. 7 minutes left, like, what the heck? So Barnabas starts contacting. He calls 911, which is the actual, also the number, conveniently enough, for intergalactic police.
Oh, handy.
Yeah, super handy.
Mm-hmm.
So
easy to remember.
Yeah, exactly. So Thode shows up here, and he starts, like, freaking out and attacking, and everyone's, like, going to keep him busy. Yeah, Scott's helping a little bit here, and Mike's helping.
As one does as when one you're does. Under attack from aliens.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to kind of help out.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Plotty doesn't help that much.
Hmm. Wow.
And I don't even think they show Caitlin.
He served his purpose.
Yeah.
Again, girl.
Right. So, okay, yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they're fighting, and then right at the exact right moment when it looks like the Thode is going to win, the intergalactic police show up, because of course they do, and they arrest the Thode.
Are they just like regular cops?
No, they look like aliens.
That'd be hilarious.
But they're dressed like cops, but their heads are also like flashing sirens.
Oh.
But they do red and blue and make the same police sounds that they do on Earth.
Hmm.
Weird, hey?
Not like the Minions?
No.
Be-doo.
I was a Minion yesterday at work
you
for
were,
Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
So they show up and they arrest the Thode, and then they're like, oh, we have questions. And Barnabas is like, we would be happy to answer them. And they all start talking to the police and things like that. Now there's like 2 minutes left in the movie. So we now have, time has moved forward. It's like a couple days later, and Mike is sitting on the bench at the football game. Barnabas comes up, sums everything up. They were able to convince whoever it is they had to convince that it was an accident, which it was, that the communication was an accident. Earth is still a primitive planet. Don't worry. So it will go back under the protection of the primitive planets. And Barnabas offers that Mike can go with him if he wants to leave Earth.
To the dog planet?
I'm like, this is sweet, dude. But we found out Barnabas's dog planet, they have evolved beyond needing human contact, so they don't like getting petted or hugged.
Oh.
But but at the end he says, you may scratch me behind my ears if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, okay. So he does, and he's like, oh, that's actually really good. He's going to convince all the other dogs on dog planet that pets are good.
I would go and be a missionary to dog planets and help convince them.
You're such a giver.
Yeah.
Magnanimous like that. But Mike says he has learned that his place is actually here on Earth with his friends and his family. And then he goes on the football field and gets his butt kicked by Scott again. And Scott's like, it's okay, man. And he like helps him up out of the mud. And then they like, ha, ha, ha. And Caitlin smiles at them and his family's cheering for him. And credits roll. And I'm left with questions.
Like, but that's why?
The end. Like, why? And also, what the... Is he an alien? I think he's an alien.
The kid?
Yeah. I think his story is actually true. I think he's supposed to be an alien, and that's why he could, like, do the weird communication thing that no one
right,
else could
he
do.
Right, he was the communi...
I think it was supposed to be.
The kid that was... So he's Superman without the powers.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think his powers is mediocrity. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the
movie.
Anyway,
good
movie,
right? Are you going to go on a second date with this?
Not with a can of worms.
No.
No.
Oh.
I was like, I scrolled through the Halo stream options and I'm like, there are other things you could have picked.
There were many. Yeah. Some of them probably around the same level of quality, but
Mhm.
Yeah.
Are you sad you missed out on this movie?
Not at all. I watched the 2-minute clip or whatever that they call the trailer and
then
like,
laughed maniacally.
Yeah. It's like, ah.
Well, I can honestly say I would. What one thing, remember I said that I was up for this because I'll watch movies I never would have watched otherwise? I never would have watched this movie otherwise.
Probably turn it off 5 minutes in.
If I did. Yeah, so thanks for that.
You're welcome.
This was very evil, very in keeping with Halloween.
Perfect. I am evil.
So, you know, that was Can of Worms. You opened a can of worms.
I sure did.
After I watched it, I proceeded to grumble and glare at you for the rest of the night, and you thought it was hilarious.
I just sat in the corner giggling.
Well, you just remember, eventually, we're doing way more me watching than you, but eventually it will be your turn.
Yeah, I can take it.
I'm actually going to...
I kind of like bad movies, too.
No, well, I'm actually going to plan a series of... I'm going to have a theme, and I'm going to do a series for you of ones that you haven't seen that you're also going to do separately from Blind Date. Like, you're going to watch a whole lot of Disney Channel original movies.
Oh.
Because you've never seen High School Musical.
No, I haven't.
Yet.
Oh.
I think the trilogy, actually.
Oh. Okay.
So you just remember all of these moments.
Okay. I will sit down and watch the trilogy and try and piece that one together for you.
And I think that'd be fun because so many people have seen that it could be, like, your
sure.
take on it.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so... Last week, instead of doing trivia, we found out what villain you were.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I want to see how good you are at identifying Disney's evil laughs.
Oh, evil laughs are important.
Yeah. So, what I have here is I have a YouTube video of the top 8 Disney villain laughs. And I'm going to play you the laugh, and I want you to try and figure out who it is.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm, definitely,
this is probably the hardest one, I think.
It's definitely some female-sounding laughter. I'm trying to think. I don't know. It almost sounds like when the evil queen from Snow White is transforming. But, yeah, we'll go with that. I don't know. Okay. That's probably wrong. But
good guess. This was Mad Madam Mim from The Sword and the Stone.
Ah. Yeah, I would never have gotten that.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's really hard. Some of these are really easy because the clip is actually from the film, and you can hear them talking as well as part of the laugh. So, for example, I bet you'll get this one.
Roger Soames!
I didn't quite hear it, but it sounded kind of like the Mad Hatter or something.
Mm, okay. So, yeah, she did talk right at the beginning. I had tried to cut that part out a little bit, but that is actually Cruella de Vil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. She at the beginning, she says, "Ho, Roger's song."
Mm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that didn't sound like... she has a good laugh, but it didn't sound like her at all to me.
This one is very short.
Hmm. Poof. That is very short. Ha ha ha. So that's a male voice, which kind of narrows it down. There's a lot of female Disney villains. Is it like Scar?
Oh, good guess. That's actually Gaston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh. That's Gaston, obviously.
That's a great evil laugh, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that one. That's my favorite evil laugh. Because it's so... Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, yeah, let's hear that one again. Oh, that's Ursula.
Yep. It's a great evil laugh, isn't
it?
Yeah. How about this one?
So that sounds like an older one.
Here it is again.
Yeah. So maybe that's the evil queen.
That is the evil queen.
Okay.
Good job. That's right after she's turned into a hag, actually.
Yeah.
I think this one kind of
I know
gives
that's
it away.
Like her famous laughing, evil laughing.
It's
scene.
Really good, yeah. Hey? Yeah. Mm.
And that's Maleficent?
That is actually a man.
Oh, really?
That is Jafar.
Oh, well, he gets real high-pitched, doesn't he?
Well, at the end of... That's after his song when he does the reprise from Prince Ali, and so it was at Ali. Like,
okay.
He kind of like... That's why he was so high.
Quite the cackle mm-hmm. he's got going on there.
Yeah, that is actually Jafar. How about this one? This is the last one.
Seize that creature!
Thank
you, fool!
Yeah.
That's Maleficent.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's too bad that there was, like, you know, clip in there as well, but, like...
I thought she had a bigger laugh.
That is just, like, maniacal.
Yeah. Interesting. You didn't have Radigan's laugh in there.
Yeah, this was just one I found.
Yeah. Radigan has a great laugh when he
Radigan
goes...
Radigan does have a great laugh.
When he goes full Radigan.
Radigan-y when he's, like, maniacal rat.
Uh-huh. And like on Big Ben and stuff.
That's a great evil laugh moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did pretty well. That was pretty tricky.
It was.
Yeah. I actually found one before that was like 20-some and it had like Star Wars and Marvel and stuff like that. You probably would have done better with, well, I mean, one is like Vader. So, yeah, fair. But yeah, that was fun. So that about wraps it up. And goodbye, spooky season.
Ah, I miss spooky season already.
I know, but happy Halloween to everyone who's listening today. And
yeah, go trick-or-treat and get you some candies. Yeah,
absolutely. I'll be handing out candy here a little later. You won't be.
No. I'll be hiding with the dogs.
Watching scary movies?
Yeah, I'll probably throw on a real good scary movie that you don't want to see.
Yeah, I only like the fun ones. I don't like actual scary ones. So contact us on our social media or through our website. Chat, suggest trivia, drop us your info if you want a Christmas card, or just to say hi. And that's our show. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to all of our social media accounts. You can also find our email there, or if you want to contact us through Instagram, is probably where we're most active.
Yeah, you're good on the old gram and
the
stuff.
Gram. Where you can also go and find, because I put up a couple videos on our feed about my me watching
Can of Worms.
In fact, that's what I said, because it flashed across the screen very dramatically. There was lightning. It was a thing.
Oh yeah,
it was so Halloween, so spooky.
So spooky.
Spooky how bad it was. You can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It really, 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 really helps us. Especially, hey, we have new viewers.
We do.
It's
listeners,
wonderful.
Usually.
I said viewers, didn't I? It's listeners.
I mean, you could view the blank screen on the YouTube channel. Technically, you'd be a viewer then.
Technically. I meant listeners. Yeah. You are correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, it'd be really awesome if you jumped on and gave us a quick rating. It helps us a lot. And we can send you a Christmas card if you like. Of course, even if you don't want a Christmas card, we'd still love a review. If you...
Or a message.
Or a message.
Or a hello.
Yeah. All those things. Mm-hmm. If you know someone who might like listening to us, we'd love it if you could recommend Disney A to them. Now you can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have a brand new time again. 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Yes. Eastern.
Eastern time, yeah. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps, as well as the new station for Magic of the Mouse, which is Park Pass. And definitely check that out if you are missing the theme parks like we are.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. So, next week, we're speaking of theme parks, we're heading to the parks.
Finally.
Not actually.
Oh.
We're going to take a closer look at Galaxy's Edge.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So, dreaming and thinking, but like a bit of a, if anything you want to know about Galaxy's Edge that we can answer from afar, we're going to answer.
Except about Rise of the Resistance, because we don't know a whole heck of a lot about that.
Yeah, we can talk about when it opened and stuff like that, but we are staying as spoiler-free from Rise of the Resistance as possible, which is impressive with how long this has been.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be, like, a couple months.
When we made that decision, we were supposed to be going there pretty quick, and now it's been, like, a couple years. But we're committed.
We are. Like, it's a thing now. So be sure to tune in and learn all about Galaxy's Edge and all that fun Batuu stuff next week. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now, and happy Halloween. Thanks for listening to Disney AJ.
Rewind. Go. Turtle wax.
Ah.
Lifetime supply of turtle wax.
I actually kind of want to be sponsored by a lifetime supply of turtle wax now.
Lightning. Organ music.